Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, if Mark Sanford in South Carolina wants to hold on to his governorship job, he might want to stop digging the hole even deeper.
Stop sharing.
This was a whole lot more than a simple affair. A bit of a love story. A forbidden one, a tragic one, but a love story at the end of the day.
A love story, a forbidden one, and a tragic one, a love story at the end of the day.
Mark, you better Sanford, start writing it then, bud.
In his own words. Well, that was from an interview Mark Sanford gave to the Associated Press yesterday, and as the governor seems to pop back into the headlines each time he opens his mouth, it's causing his Republican supporters to wince and wish that he would go away in a lot of cases, and a lot of them are calling for his resignation, of course. You wonder whether talking about his love affair and his love story at the end of the day is going to help or hurt. Well, joining us right now to look at what the continuing scandal is doing to the Republican Party is Amity Schles, a columnist for Bloomberg News. She's been writing about Mark Sanford and John Ensign and the rest of the Republicans involved in what used to be called moral turpitude. Amity, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you wrote this piece saying Republicans should blow up the party, not marriages. Before we get to it, what do you make of Mark Sanford doing this tell-all kind of interview giving with the AP? What's in it for him?
I'm surprised that he did that. But what do you make of what people do in the middle of their lives? Both parties do this. Leaders of both parties have affairs and then talk about them. We have John Edwards this year. When this Governor Sanford said, he said, "Well, I'm not going to tell you what kind of relationship I have with these women," but it wasn't totally sex. It was something in between. It reminded me of President Clinton.
It wasn't over the ultimate line.
That was right. Like way too graphic. That reminded me of President Clinton. It depends on, what did he say? The definition of is.
Yeah. All right. So now we have the definition of the ultimate line. I'm seeing T-shirts and bumper stickers starting to pop up all over.
It's a line, you can use in the summer. Hey, let's cross the ultimate line. What do you say?
Amity, let me ask you this, though. You say, why do people do what they do in the middle of their lives or at any other time? But it seems to me there might be some strategy here. Mark Sanford probably thinks that he can continue in politics, get this behind him. And a lot of what he's talking about, dalliances or flirtations with other women, are contained in emails. And it seems to me that he knows these things are in emails, and he might be, as painful as it is, controlling the message. Get this stuff out yourself on your own terms so that some blogger somewhere or people on television or radio, for that matter, don't put it out for you.
Well, the sorrow of it is the Republicans probably do think it's a good year to get those marital problems out in the open. So when an election year comes, they can gain a lot. Not much to lose this year. They really lost it with Al Franken, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to win any elections. They don't have any power. But when you're out of power, that's the time to refashion your credo. And this party needs to refashion what it's doing, its platform. And what I wrote in the column is that social conservatism is important to a lot of people, but it's a luxury that party has to dispense with now if it wants to make policy.
And you said that they should be concentrating more on sort of the core Republican values, deficit reduction, getting on board with a growth agenda.
Yes, they should be not the GOP, but the POG,
right.
The Party of Growth.
Party
Look
of
what's
growth.
Happening today. President Obama is getting very close to giving the details of his health plan. There's lots of important policy in the world where Republicans should be speaking out and outlining detailed counterproposals, and they're kind of talking about this stuff instead. Specifically, what I recommended for the party was that they focus on growth, that the growth message is different from the time of Reagan, because deficits do matter now, which GOP said, oh, that's less important than growth. Today, deficits are part of growth. Strong dollar is part of growth. This all sounds mundane next to let's not cross ultimate lines and so on, but it's super important, the currency issue. And the tragedy is Governor Sanford, and for that matter, John Ensign, those are pretty thoughtful guys. Who Sanford himself had a great Social Security reform proposal a few years back. Had we done that, we would have no Social Security problem.
And was making huge headlines with the old refusing to take the stimulus money on principle you know, clearly putting 2 feet on the ground for a run for president with that, with that kind of play.
That worked. That worked really well.
I don't think he's trash, but I think generally their party needs to. This is just too costly. If you're going to talk about marriage all the time, you do have to be faithful. Why talk about it?
All right. Well, Amity, let me bring it back to sort of the strategy versus meltdown argument on Sanford. And we've been talking about the ultimate line quote. Listen carefully to it. I want to play it so that people can hear it because it seems to have some historical resonance to me. Listen carefully to this.
I'm quite certain that there were a handful of instances wherein I crossed lines that I shouldn't have crossed as a married man, but never crossed the ultimate line.
Sounds eerily similar to Jimmy Carter's famous quote in Playboy, "I admit I've had lust in my heart." Sounds eerily similar to that in a way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So we can think of all these politicians in the past, and I just don't know why they're saying this, but that they bring it up and the real topics are just wiped out. It's going to take at least 3 weeks for the Republicans to get past this or more, and this is time when they should be working on serious stuff.
He wishes it was lust in his heart. Amity, finally, is there a sense here that what we're talking about at the end of the day is for a Republican governor being a rising star in the GOP in the Obama era is something without a future, and that what we're seeing here is somebody coming apart because, in a sense, there is no future in the GOP right now?
There's a lot of future in the GOP because some of the things that are happening in policy will have economic consequences that will ensure that we have high unemployment, double-digit unemployment, maybe not this year, but at some point there's not enough growth in the current agenda of those who are in power, and we will not have a level of recovery, you know, that will please us. And then people will look around maybe to Democrats, tell us more about growth and less about social projects, and also to Republicans.
All right. Well, Mark Sanford may or may not be melting down, but Amity Schlaes says the Republican Party has a future if it just focuses on growth. Amity Schlaes with Bloomberg. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.